Welcome to the last part of this series, where I walk through different tools to deploy Azure Container Service clusters. And in this part, I will show you Terraform. In previous videos, I've covered Azure CLI, Azure Resource Manager, together with Azure Key Vault. So Terraform is a cloud vendor independent tool to create cloud resources. And it also supports a variety of cloud providers, including Azure. With Terraform, you get the benefit of visualizing changes to your resources before you actually commit those changes. And in distinction to Azure Resource Manager, Terraform needs to be installed locally and is already pre-installed in Azure Cloud Shell. So this approach comes with certain benefits. For example, we can set parameters using environment variables for development and testing purposes. So now, let's look at Terraform. So with Terraform example, I want to show how to create an Azure Container Service cluster, not the managed one. So with Terraform, we have three files here. File kube-az.tf is a main file with resource definitions. And Terraform resource definition files are not based directly on JSON. They are based on HashiCorp configuration language, which is based on JSON. So an idea here is very similar to what we're doing with Azure Resource Manager, but it looks a little different. So we're still filling out similar settings, like a resource group, and then container service resource, master and agent profiles, service principal, and so on. And you can see that for some settings, we use variables and also referencing properties of the previously defined resources. And you can also use environment variables, as I mentioned. So terraform.tfvars file actually sets values for variables defined in variables.tf file. So here, set your values. And variables are defined in this file, which is called variables.tf. And I'm keeping it really simple here, but you can use HashiCorp Key Vault to specify the secret value for the service principal if you'd like. So now, let's see how it works for real. So we're creating a resource group for our Terraform cluster deployment, AZ group create, naming it kubeterra, and specifying the location of istUS. And then we will run a command that's called init, terraform init, to initialize the working directory that contains Terraform configuration files. And then we will run terraform plan. And with plan, we can actually plan and visualize changes that are going to happen to our infrastructure. And this command will not perform those changes until we actually run terraform apply command. So here, we will see that there's two resources to add, zero to change, zero to destroy. And apply command, terraform apply, actually applies changes required to reach the state of our configuration. So like this. After the cluster and its resources are created, we can actually connect to it and start executing commands. So we can go to the portal to our cluster resource and find the master VM and get the endpoint address and SSH to the master. So SSH, indicating the fully qualified domain name. And optionally, also, you can indicate your SSH key and entering my passphrase. So done. And now let's see what we have here. We have a kube directory. So another way to connect to the cluster is to perform some steps that usually happen behind the scenes when we run kubectl get credentials command. So all we need to do is to copy kubeconfig file from master VM to our local machine. And we can use scp command for that. And this command performs secure copy. So kubeconfig file contains information about the cluster, such as cluster name, master endpoint, users of the cluster, some certificate information, and so on. And after this is done, we can easily work with our cluster using the kubectl command, for instance. And also, in case of any questions or curiosity or issues connecting to the cluster, we can make sure that there are no errors in the logs if we SSH to the master and then check the logs under the var logs azure cluster creation.json. Great. In this series, I showed you how to use Azure CLI if you want a quick and easy way to create an Azure Container Service cluster or a managed Kubernetes cluster. I also showed you how to use Azure Resource Manager to create a managed Kubernetes cluster if you prefer to have repeatable definitions of your resources. And we also looked at how to store your secrets securely with Azure Key Vault. And if you prefer cloud vendor independent deployment mechanism, then look at Terraform and it's perfect. So I am Lena Hall, and reach out to me on Twitter. My direct messages are open, and visit aka.ms/managed-cube for more info. Thank you.